Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, I'd like to just ask the Lord's blessings upon our time together, and also that He would minister to your needs. Father, we come to you, and Lord, we thank you for the privilege we have of coming before the throne of grace and to be able to present our petitions. And know, Lord, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble, and that if we pray according to your will, you will grant us, Lord, the petitions that we have desired of you. And so, Father, I lift every listener. Lord, some are so faithful. Lord, they scarcely miss a broadcast, and others perhaps might be new. You just happen to come upon this station, and the Spirit of the Lord is having you to listen. Father, I pray for every single need, whether it's spiritual, emotional, mental, circumstantial, financial. Lord, I thank you. You said very clearly, it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory. And Lord, your riches in glory are abundant. There is no lack. And so, Father, you have given us faith. You who began that good work in us are faithful to complete it. You who authored our faith will perfect or complete it. So, Lord, we can walk in confidence no matter where we are in our spiritual journey, whether we're just a babe in Christ, new to the things of the Spirit of God and the Word of God, or whether we've walked, Lord, many decades with you. Lord, we thank you that our faith is in continually increasing. The challenges that come into our life, Lord, you are well able to handle, because by faith we see all victory has been given to you. Because of all that Jesus has done, Lord, we know that we are victors because of what he has accomplished for us. So thank you, Lord, now for blessing our time together. Anoint the Word of God. Help me to deliver faithfully your Word, Lord, as you would have me share it. And also, Lord, let our ears be open, our spiritual ears be open to receive those wonderful treasures from the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for all of these things, and we ask that Jesus would receive all the glory, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, the Lord has directed me to minister to you today, and as long as the Lord would allow, on the subject of faith. Faith is critically important in our Christian walk. And to begin, I would like to share a parable found in Luke, the 18th chapter. And Jesus was sharing this parable to his disciples. And in verse 1, it says, "To this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart." And this is what he said, saying, "There was in a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man." He had no respect for God or man. "And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary, or help me against mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Let me pause for a moment in the reading of the word. In other words, this unjust judge, who didn't care about the Lord or even care about fairness as far as man was concerned, he was willing to give her justice because, you know what, he just didn't want to be bugged continually by her. She was might continue to come and just hassle him. And so he said, I'll go ahead and give her what she wants just to get her out of my way, to use contemporary language. And going on in verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And here he presents the alternative. He's now looking to us, saying, consider your God. He says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Shall he not avenge or protect those who are his? And this is what he says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Beloved, we are coming into very, very serious and critical times. Anyone, if you've, you know, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you know full well that indeed we are living in times that are indeed perilous. And God is asking us through this parable. He asked it of those who were listening when he was physically on this earth, but he speaks to us down the corridors of time, through the centuries that have passed. And now his coming is much more imminent, and he's asking, will he find faith on the earth? And so what behooves us is to understand, what is faith? What is the Lord asking? Because we know from Scripture, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so let us spend a little bit of time in the Word of God to see what God's Word has to say. Now, as we look to the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, we find that the word faith is only used twice, but in the New Testament or the New Covenant, which believers enjoy today, a covenant that is based on far better promises, that word is used 245 times. The word believe is used 45 times in the Old Testament and 268 times in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, there is a word that is used frequently for faith and belief, and that is the word trust. It is used 154 times in the Old Testament and 35 times in the New Testament. So, faith, trust, believe, what do those words actually mean? Well, let me share, you know, I'm fond, if you've listened to me for a while, love to share definitions because it's important that we understand what the actual words mean, what it stands for. And it means to confide in, to be secure without fear. Isn't that wonderful? That in the Lord we can be absolutely secure and safe without any kind of fear. It also means to flee for refuge or to take shelter in. He is our high tower, is he not? A shelter, this shelter that we have, a great rock in a dry and weary land. It means to put faith in, to stay or rest upon, to rely on, to believe or to take one at his word, to rely upon the promise of another, and to put absolute trust in a person without any questioning or doubt as to his faithfulness. Praise God. Well, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. And because God is truth, his word is truth, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, it's impossible for him to lie. It's his very nature, it's his very character to speak and to be absolute truth. He is the one absolute reality in the universe. He stands outside of time. He is eternally pre-existent. Our little finite human brains can't get around these tremendous attributes of God. What does it mean to be omnipresent, omniscient? These concepts have staggered even the most brilliant human mind throughout the centuries. And yet it is what, by faith, even though we may not understand with our limited human understanding, we accept that as truth. And it's not a source of conflict or contradiction to us. We are simply just like a child. You know, that's what Jesus said. He said, hey, unless you become like a little child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because there are things we just have to receive on faith. From time to time, I've shared my testimony that I refused, I walked away from any belief. I was raised in a denominational church, but I said I'd never be in a church again. And of course, I went to the University of California in Berkeley and worshiped at the altars of intellectualism. And when I, many years later, came, I confronted some real Christians, the Holy Spirit was drawing me. And yet with my mind, I could not, I just couldn't accept. And I finally had to come to a place. I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. I knew, because I thought, well, I'm just going to take this slow. I'm going to figure it all out. Beloved, you will never figure it out. If you're having a hard time coming to terms with the truth of Scripture, with a relationship with Jesus Christ, beloved, you've got to put aside your intellectual reasonings and your imaginations. God does not, I mean, he's given us human mind, reason and logic, and he honors that. That's important. But the most important thing is our faith and our walk of faith in God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll continue on during tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in at this same time, or if you would like to listen at a more convenient time, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray for you every day, radio family, even if you've never written. The Lord knows who you are. And if you write, then I'll know who you are. I invite you to be part of what God is doing through the ministry of correspondence. It's a great privilege and a great joy. One of my chiefest joys to be able to minister through prayer and however God would direct in terms of those letters. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,